Oliver happy to come away with one league point, or do you think a win was possibly on the cards there?
No, the only time we looked like winning it was maybe the last 15 minutes when they went down to 10 men, but for the previous 75 minutes it was back to the wall stuff. Certainly it's a point gained without a shadow of a doubt.
It's not too often that Rovers concede a goal as well. It was inches, I suppose, and just that little headed tip into the net. Saw a goal for yourselves today. They're hard got against Rovers.
They're hard got against anyone. We haven't scored in the last three games. This is the fourth game where we've scored one goal in four. It's a serious league, you know, to get a goal in it, you earn it. Look, you know, certainly we went down very early from the corner kick, a set piece again, which is very disappointing. But to be fair, from there to half time, we ran our luck. You know, I think Shamrock Rovers could have been out of sight. They had maybe two or three very good chances. Second half, they dictated, they had most of the possession. They didn't break us down too much, but we scored early, which gave us a foothold in the game. And then in the sending off, and when Gary McCabe was sent off, they went down to 10 men. It was then we looked the better team, but only then.
You mentioned three games without a goal. That's 19 days of football, I think. How important was it to get that goal today? Not just in terms of getting the share of the spoils after 90 minutes, but getting back on track in that regard.
Well, back on track, if that's the right word, you know, we've tried to get back on track into the game. Sometimes it happens for you, sometimes it doesn't. Today, I think, you know, I think the 8 days from last week, last Saturday, helped us, certainly in our preparation. I thought we looked fresher, I thought we looked brighter, but some days it doesn't go your way. You know, we went 1-0 down early against St. Pat's. The bet is four. We went 1-0 down after 4 minutes against Dundalk, and we all know what happened there. But today we showed a bit of character, and it's good to see it back. But look, it's only one game, and nobody got too disappointed the last couple of weeks, and I don't think anyone's going to get too excited after getting a draw here. You know,
1-0 down after 8 minutes today, really backs against the wall stuff. And I suppose if you look for positives today, it was how well you defended over the rest of that game.
Yeah, well, we didn't defend well from that corner kick. To be blunt, Gary Shaw got away from his marker. Disappointed with the way we conceded the corner. We had a corner at the other end where they counter-attacked and we didn't deal with it properly. I thought we defended quite well, especially in comparison to the last number of weeks. Look, we did a bit of work during the weekend, and people, to be fair, stood up to the mark tonight. But it's only a point. You know, we need whatever amount of points to try and stay in this division. And okay, maybe it's put us one more point towards that, but there's a long, long way to go to try and accumulate enough points.
Looking ahead now, how do you build from this Sligo Rovers at home?
Look, the Sligo Rovers game down in Sligo was very similar to today. They went 1-0 up early in the first half, destroyed us, didn't get the second, and we kind of grinded our way back into the game. They're on a roll. I think they've won again today. They've won the last 2 weekends. They're an excellent side. Easy on the eye and certainly great pace of movement. And, you know, if we defend like today, maybe with a chance. If we defend like we defended the last couple of weeks, no.
How can you hold teams like Shamrock Rovers to just a goal over 90 minutes? And then, as we mentioned, other teams, you've been conceding 4-0, 7-0.
I don't know, you tell me. It's difficult to put your finger on it. You know, people are looking for excuses. Maybe the amount of games in the short space of time. I don't know if that's an excuse or not. I'm not using that as an excuse. It's relentless. It's week in, week out, twice a week in certain cases. And you know, today we had a bit of luck, to be fair. In the first half we had a bit of luck. Maybe we'd no luck against your Pats or against your Dundalks, although that's been harsh on both of them. You know, I'll put it this way to you, if we've lost two games heavily against Pats and Dundalk, if we're at our best, would we have beaten them? I'm not so sure. You know, and it mightn't be that bad a thing that it was those two teams that were playing when we had off days. But if you have an off day in this division against any team, you get beaten. We certainly had two off days, and indeed a bad day last Saturday, yesterday week, in the cup against a very good Crumlin side.
What's the mood been like at the camp with all of those defeats? How much of a morale boost even is this draw?
We don't get carried away if you get a draw in Tala, and we don't get too despondent if you take a defeat. We knew at the start of the year we were going to take some heavy defeats, particularly on the road. You know, I think we felt that it might have happened in the first round of games, and when that didn't happen, you know, at the back of your head you're thinking, right, well, maybe we won't take those hidings. But, you know, we hit Dundalk and basically we hit a brick wall without a shelter out. And I think the way Dundalk played that day, I don't think there'd be a team in the country, or indeed in maybe other countries, that would have stayed with them. So had we played very well against Dundalk, we might have lost 2 or 3 nil, but we still would have lost. You know, look, we didn't lose any points against Dundalk in my eyes, on the basis that we probably, you know, are well off their standard. Today, certainly we gained one.
What's the positive for you by the end of this league? Where would you like to be? What would be a good season, if you like, for yourselves?
I said it at the start of the season. If we got to the playoffs, I'd be quite happy with that, and fight our way. You know, I mean, last year we got to the playoffs through a different division, and it was like, you know, a great success to make the playoff spot. I think it's nearly more difficult making the playoff spot through this division than it is finishing second or third in the first division. There's no poor teams in this division. And, you know, who do we finish above to make sure we get the playoff spot? To me, if we got into the playoff and accounted for ourselves well in that, I think that would be a success.
And just finally, in terms of personnel for Sligo, how are you fixed? How is the injuries, etc., etc.?
The injuries have recovered to a fair degree, with a few lads that were on the bench there today that have come back from long-term injuries. Probably not match fit, although, you know, one of them got a bit of time there today, to his credit. Injury wise, we're not too badly off. We've a lot of nicks and bruises there today, to be fair. We've no, you know, out and out outstanding injury like we had for the first, maybe third of the season. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to improve just because people aren't injured. Because I said it last year and I say it again, there's very little difference between our best and our worst player in this club. And sometimes it can work against you, maybe like against Dundalk, and other times it can work for you, maybe like today.